Hello, everyone. This is Tamika Johnson, WNBA champion of the Phoenix
You're
Mercury,
listening
and you're
to
listening
the Women's
to
Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. This is Tamika Johnson, WNBA champion of the Phoenix Mercury, and you're listening to Dishing and Swishing of WSTR.
People have a hard time throwing pass into the low post. So there hasn't been so many centers that are true in the post players like yourself. And I think that was part of the problem in your first couple of years, too, is I think it's taken a little while for the Sky Guards to get used to having someone like you on their team.
Agreed. It's very, very, very disappointing at times. I'm like, I'm just the biggest thing on the floor. All you have to do is throw it up and I go get it. But, I mean, seriously, it's not that hard. But, yeah, I tell a lot of people this. Tamika is the best point guard that I ever played with. She know how to get me the ball. She know how to read me when I'm on the floor. And it's likewise with her, but if we can just get them to my guards here in Chicago to that point where they know that if they throw it up that I go get it, then we won't have no worries for the rest of the season.
Now, I want to ask you about this comment on the USA Basketball website that the person you want to play one-on-one with most is Tamika.
Yeah.
I guess that's the long and short of it, huh?
Yeah, you know, because Tamika, you know Tamika, she's like a little pit bull. And she swear that she's just the hottest thing walking on the court and that she's just fast and nobody can touch her. But if I have to pull out the tape that I had my rookie year in the league when I slapped the ball five people up in the stands, then I have to show her that. But Tamika just thinks she's too quick and she's too fast and that she's going to lob the ball over me and all this and this and that. So I told her that it's a challenge. And we play one-on-one.
Now, the other thing is, yeah, I also understand you've been extremely generous to Tamika and her Hope Charity.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that she's my best friend, but it's for a good cause. And she's very passionate about what she do and you can't ask for nothing more when you see someone who's trying to help others.
No,
she's been, Sil has been, you know, huge. She enabled Tamika ourselves and the Hope Foundation to even start the Jewel Johnson Scholarship Fund with her contribution, a $5,000 contribution that she won through the WNBA Community Assist Award. So, yeah, she's being modest right now, but Sil has been a huge advocate of the Hope Foundation. We've done some things together in terms of being able to promote through posters, the Special Forces posters, and some other things. So, yeah, Sil is a huge part of the Hope Foundation and the endeavors and everything that we have going. So I'm definitely proud to know Sil just based on that alone. She doesn't have to do anything else, but being able to do something like that out of the kindness of her heart. Tamika never asked. None of us never asked. And when she won that award, she quickly, you know, told Tamika, hey, I want to give this to you, and I want this for Miss May. So I can't say much more about Sil. Thank you, you know, on behalf of the foundation and definitely on behalf of Tamika. We appreciate you being modest, but, yeah, you are a foundation.
This is David Siegel, and you are listening to WSTR Radio's Dishin' and Swishin' Show, available here on Swish Appeal.